early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
We're gazing at the moon, and I saw you.
Hi, Mom.
Hiya, sugar. Want some sugar?
Is Miss Mill here?
Nope, gone to the bay.
Oh, nuts.
What?
I have to do a report on aviation. I wanted to ask him something.
Well, maybe I can help you.
Mom, women aren't much with airplanes.
Oh, really? Amelia Earhart was a camel driver?
Who?
Amelia Earhart. She was the first woman to attempt a solo around the world.
How'd she do?
She got lost in the South Pacific.
I'll come back when Mel's here.
Hey, listen. Did you ever hear the expression, boy chauvinists don't get new baseball shoes?
Hey, I've got nothing against females. I'm a great believer in sexual equality.
That's equality. E. Do you hear that? He only wants to talk to Mel. He thinks women are useless.
He's only 12. Right now they are. But you give him another year, sugar, and we'll knock Tinker Toys right off his Christmas list.
Oh, look, he lost his wallet.
Well, he'll be back in a flash. What's the matter with you? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Worse. Except for her earrings, this ghost is stark naked.
Do you know who she is?
It ain't Amelia Earhart.
It sure ain't. Where'd Abe Lincoln ever get the idea that all of us are created equal?
I can't believe that my Tommy has this. He's my little baby.
Now, sugar, it's nothing to worry about. It simply means that he's starting to think about girls.
He sure thinks big, doesn't he? Mm.
Well, hello there, tightrope.
Hi. You looking for this?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I was really worried. I'd sure hate to lose that.
Tommy. I saw the snapshot inside your wallet.
Oh.
Is that all you have to say? Oh? Tell me about the girl in the picture.
She sure is stacked.
That's not an answer.
Look, the guys are waiting for me. Tell Mel I'll see him later, okay?
He don't want to talk to me.
It's natural. He's a little embarrassed.
Well, I guess it's time I have a talk with my son. I'm going to go over to the library, get a book on the facts of life.
Well, what do you need a book for? You must know what to tell him or he wouldn't be here to tell.
Well, I know what to teach him. I just don't know how. I want to tell him the best way possible, you know. I'll be right back.
What's the hurry? What's going on?
Well, she's a little upset. She found a wallet in here, and it had a picture of a naked girl in it. Relax. It was Tommy's wallet.
Oh, too bad. No, I got nothing in there. Credit cards.
Ovum, which is simply the Latin word for egg, is the target of the over 500 million male sperm cells.
500 million? 500 million? You girls have one little egg. One little egg! We have you beat 500 million to one!
Will you simmer down, King Kong? We don't need no scoreboard.
Vera, customer.
Gee, just when it's getting to the good part.
spermatoza to fallopian to ovum. Sounds like the infield of an Italian baseball team.
Does this have any pictures in this book?
Hey, yes, but you can't see them unless you're accompanied by an adult.
See, this is when a boy needs a father, Flo. I mean, it would be a lot easier for him coming from a man.
Yeah, it's too bad I'm not currently married, or I'd have a man for you.
Order bacon and scrambled ovum. How do you like that? Now I can speak Latin.
Hey, Mel. Say, do you still have that book on aircraft carriers?
Yeah, that's in the back office. I'll be with you in a second.
Mel, would you talk to him? I mean, before I go through all this, I'd like to find out if he knows anything at all.
I'll handle it, Alice. You fix the order.
I remember when my mama tried to teach me the facts of life. I was 17.
She taught you the facts of life when you were 17? That's like teaching Columbus how to row.
Well, she wasn't touch late. Where I come from, 13 was considered a late bloomer.
Every time I try to ask my mother questions, she beat the 4-minute mile leaving the room.
How'd you ever learn anything?
Oh, I was lucky. The boy that sat behind me in the 5th grade was studying to be a doctor.
Mel. Bye, Mom.
Bye,
honey.
Bye.
Bye.
So? Huh?
Boy, do you have troubles. That kid has a dirty mind.
What are you talking about?
He knows all that technical stuff, like ovary and urethra.
I know her. The singer.
Who?
Urethra. I have all her albums.
Believe me, Alice, you're sitting on a powder keg that's getting ready to go off.
Okay, that does it. I'm having a serious talk with my kid.
Now relax, Alice. You're going to blow this thing all out of proportion, and you're going to wind up giving Tommy a complex. Now, believe me, honey, the best thing to do is to just ignore it.
All right. I'll ignore it.
Good. Why don't you and me find us a good movie to go to tonight?
Okay, but it better be a G movie. I've had an X-rated day.
A G movie, huh? Well, that leaves us with a wide choice of one. Shep, a dog for all seasons.
I'll take it.
Well, have a good time. I'll be studying history with a friend.
Oh, yeah? If you get hungry, there's some pie in the kitchen.
Great, thanks.
Bye.
Hey, honey, you doing great.
Oh, listen, when I say I'm going to ignore, I'm going to ignore.
Why are you? I'll ask just about to ring.
Why?
Tom's expecting me.
Tom? You mean Tommy?
Hi, Nadine. Come on in. Mom, Flo, this is Nadine.
Pleased to meet you all.
Well, come on.
Hey, that accent. Are you from Alabama?
That's right, Talladega.
Oh, Talladega. Did you hear that, Alice? For heaven's sakes. That's right near where I come from. Well, look at her, Alice, with that red hair and all. She's a picture of me at that age. Can you see that, Alice?
Uh-huh.
Well, come on, Nadine. Oh, let's get started.
Get started? What does that mean, let's get started?
Come on, we have to go, too. Come on, ignore. Remember?
Yeah, all right.
Alice, you promised.
I'm going to ignore it. I'm just going to ignore it at home.
They are 2 kids studying history.
In the bedroom? That's not where you study history. That's where you make it.
You're just being silly.
Yeah, well.
Well, we're not going to the movies. Let's play some cards.
Could we play closer to the bedroom? There's an awful lot of light in here.
Alice,
I think I'll open the door just a little. Not a lot. Just enough to throw the Bible in.
If you don't stop that, I'm leaving.
You are?
Tommy! Mama's leaving!
Oh, okay. Bye, Flo. Hey, I thought you'd gone to the movies.
Well, it was canceled. Shep got ticks. Why don't you guys have some pie served out here?
Thank you, Miss Hatfield. I'm feeling a little nauseous.
Nauseous?
It usually hits me in the morning.
Good morning.
Well, I better go home. I'm feeling dizzy.
Nadine, honey, I bet you're on one of them crazy fad diets, aren't you?
No,
I've been gaining weight. I ate everything. I better be going. Boy, it's hot in here.
Hey, listen, I'll walk you home. It's right around the corner. Be right back. Bye.
Bye.
Hello? The nausea, the morning, the dizzy?
Oh, Alice.
You're right. It's crazy. He's only 12 years old.
Sure. What are you looking for?
The Guinness Book of Records.
Sorry, I took so long. Nadine was kind of shaky.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I'm not too steady myself.
Well, I'll leave you two to chat.
Well, how come you didn't go to the movies?
Your mom had a headache.
Boy, first Nadine, now you.
Somehow I don't think their symptoms are related. At least I hope not. Not all.
Good night. Just sit down, please.
Uh-oh. Every time you ask me to sit down, I know I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody is.
Who?
Tommy? Sometimes when two people are close, intimate, something happens as a result of that relationship. And you know that I feel that there should be honesty between a mother and a son.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Anything.
Are you pregnant?
Certainly not.
Well, that's a relief.
Tommy, I'm talking about Nadine.
Nadine?
Nadine, with the nausea and the dizziness.
Mom, everybody who's nauseous isn't pregnant, or Mel's meatloaf would be elected father of the year. She's always sick during midterms.
Why?
Because she's a dope. She's been left back twice.
Oh, boy. Do I feel stupid?
You didn't think that Nadine and I, Oh, come on, Mom. I'm only 12.
Here I was, worried crazy, and I could have been out watching Shep, a dog for all seasons.
You don't have to worry about me. I know it all.
What do you mean, all?
Oh, Mr. Turner taught us in the sex education class.
You take sex education?
Yeah. Boy, he tells it like it is. Sure beats that guy of algebra.
Wait, just exactly what do you learn?
Everything. Boy, Mr. Turner's really opened my eyes. I used to think girls were for hitting.
And what do you think they're for now?
Oh, come on, Mom.
I guess I better have a talk with Mr. Turner on.
That's Turner.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
Hello.
Well, hello there, handsome. Coffee, tea, or me?
Well, they all sound good. But I'm looking for Mrs. Hyatt. I'm Mr. Turner.
Oh, well, I'll get her for you. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Hey, sugar, you've been holding out on me. Old tall, dark, and then some is here for you. Says his name's Turner.
Oh, that's Tommy's sex education teacher.
Really? Ask him if he's taking on any new students. I could use a refresher course.
No pickup.
Keep shorts on mail. I ordered a hamburger. What's this?
What's the difference? It's dead.
I'm not so sure.
You see, the thing is that my Tommy's growing up very fast, and I want to know what you're teaching him.
Hey, didn't you read about our film in the PTA newsletter?
No, I never got past the paper drive or the fund to buy the football team protective cups.
Well, if you read about it, you know that we show these films in people's homes so they can see what their kids are learning.
Well, so when do you show it again? I'd like to see the film.
Oh, we had a session tonight at Mr. Bullock's home, but he got ill with the flu and we had to cancel.
Alice, check. Oh, excuse me, please.
Well, then perhaps we better...
Oh, excuse me. I know. Why don't we do it here?
You mean your boss might open the diner for us?
Listen, for a chance to feed 20 parents, he'd open his grandfather's tomb.
Okay. And finally, the process of reproduction itself. You'll notice there's nothing erotic or stimulating about this film. Rather a matter-of-fact presentation.
Well, that's it, folks. What do you think?
I liked it, but there really wasn't much of a plot.
Mr. Turner, is it absolutely necessary to show this film to 12-year-old children?
Good question, Alice.
Oh, but don't you think they would find it, what's the word? Enlightening.
How about disgusting?
How can you say that, Mel? What could be more beautiful than being naked like Adam and Eve in paradise?
Better get your mind out of the gutter. First they take away prayers, and now this?
Well, we feel there's a need, Mel. Children are naturally curious about sex. They've got lots of fantasies and misconceptions. We're just trying to remove some of the mystery.
Well, hell, that's the best part.
After seeing this film, the only mystery that's left for me is how come we haven't been raided? I mean, you turned my place into a pussycat diner.
Mr. Turner, I mean, don't you think these films are just Russian things?
Oh, you bet. I mean, you're just putting crazy, wild ideas in these kids' heads.
Well, how would you teach them?
They learn, like I learned.
How'd you learn?
Badly. I've seen some of his teachers.
Why do you feel the way you feel, Mrs. Hyatt?
Well, for one thing, my kid is walking around with a picture of a naked girl in his wallet.
You mean the one with the long earrings?
Yeah, you know about it?
Tommy's responding to peer pressure. There's not a boy in that class who doesn't have that picture. He's just trying to be one of the guys.
I guess I just wanted to be one of the kids.
Well, I think, most importantly, it's useless to be an ostrich. I mean, we have to face the fact that we're living in the 70s, and there's movies and television, and kids are just turned on earlier.
And that's one of the reasons we need sex education. Pregnancies have increased alarmingly.
Oh, well, that won't happen to my daughter. I've had her on the pills, and she was 14.
14? Why'd you wait so long? Why didn't you just slip it in a pablum?
Look. Thanks to that and these classes, I can sleep nights. My daughter knows what it's all about.
But that's not all it's about. And you're abdicating your responsibility. I mean, this is just a how-to film.
How-to what?
Mr. Turner, all the kids see here is just the mechanics. I want to teach my son about love and caring and relationships and responsibilities. I want him to know that it's more than about your place or mine.
Exactly. And those values must come from the home. We can only do so much in education. The rest is up to you.
Must be in his room. Tommy, would you come out here, please?
Mom? Mom, what's up?
I want to have a talk with you. I saw Mr. Turner's film tonight. And there's a lot more to it.
There is?
Yes. And it's the best part. It's about love and caring and relationships and responsibilities. So there's no need to be embarrassed, okay?
Okay.
Sit down, please. Okay. Now, I know you understand about sex. But what goes with it and really makes it work is caring and love.
So?
So like when your dad and I met? We both felt something special. I got this funny feeling in the pit of my stomach. I was all jelly-legged. I swooned whenever I was around him. And that was love.
Sounds more like the swine flu.
Tommy! What your mama is trying to say is that, sex is more than physical. And with love, something special is added to the relationship. Now, you take me and Judd...
What's his name?
Judd Hawkins. No, Judd Coolidge. Well, either one.
Please, Flo. Tommy, love is that something special that your father and I had.
Then you have to be married.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, then you don't have to be married.
I didn't say that either.
Then what are you saying? I don't understand.
Look, one day when you have children, you'll understand.
Mom, you're talking in circles.
I know it. All right. I'm going to start again, and don't interrupt me, and you too.
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, Tommy, I don't know. There's no way to define love. When it happens, you'll know. It's a very special feeling for a very special person. And caring and responsibility are all part of that love. And when two people share that kind of a relationship, well, it's more than just a...
Judd, what's his name?
That's right, Tommy. Thank you, Flo. So, that's about it for now. But we'll talk again soon. So why don't you go brush your teeth and go to sleep?
Okay. Boy, this caring, responsibility, and love, it's all so complicated. I can see now why I was an only child.
Fun.